Instead of immediately hiring replacement firefighters, acting Fire Chief Keith Jackson says he can fully protect Lexington by shifting people and equipment around the city. He says the new assignments would likely begin next spring, but no fire stations would be shut down and community safety wouldn't be compromised. Agreeing there's no money for replacements, Mayor Jim Gray applauded Jackson's cost-cutting plan.
We have conditions in this country that are clearly not changing substantially. And that's why it takes the creative energy that we're hearing here.
Chief Jackson blames a surprisingly large number of retirees on stagnant pay, higher health insurance premiums, and an aging workforce. The plan did not sit well with council members like Kevin Stinnett, who says more firefighters should be hired now.
As regards to the recruit class, I would hire one post-haste. There is money in the budget. There is a savings not having these 40-something people in our budget the next 6 months. Now, the catch is we can maybe get through the next 6 months, but what happens in the next fiscal year?
Jeff Reed, who's the mayor's senior advisor for policy and government relations, says the 40 retirements will also be costly. Public Safety Commissioner Clay Mason is confident the rotating schedule plan can address personnel shortages without driving up significant overtime expenses. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.